Lainey Wilson with John Mayer. And it is now time on a Tuesday morning for the very first edition of In the Spotlight with Lindsay.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, North Coast. And welcome to the very first episode of In the Spotlight, right here on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. I'm Lindsay, and I'm thrilled to be launching this brand new segment with you today. In the Spotlight is all about shining a light on exceptional talents of all ages in our community. This is your home for local sports and culture. So, buckle up. We have an absolute bumper lineup of local champions to celebrate today. We kick off our debut show with legendary news on the world stage. A massive congratulations to Hannah Vandenbosselaar-Smith from Ashton College. Hannah represented South Africa at the World Championships of Performing Arts in Las Vegas, medaling in every single dance style she entered, bringing home 4 golds and a silver. She earned the overall junior championship award for ballet and open, made the top 4 junior soloists, and then went on to win the ultimate crown, overall junior dance champion of the world. Hannah, the entire region is standing up and applauding you. Well done. Staying with Ashton, young swimming sensation Malachi Seppings has had an unbelievable run. After bringing home 9 medals at SA Schools and 7 at SA Junior Nationals, he has been officially selected as the youngest member to represent South Africa at the CANNA Zone 4 Championships in Africa. I mean, to rack up 16 medals at that level is nothing short of phenomenal. Malachi, you have made Ashton and the whole community so proud. Go and make some serious waves as you take on Africa. And speaking of wearing the green and gold, Umshlali Prep's head of physical development, Mr. Nolan, has been selected for the very first South African obstacle course racing team. He'll be carrying our flag at the OCR World Champs in Beijing, China this September. Good luck, Mr. Nolan. It's been an absolute power season for local tennis across both club and school level. First, a huge shout out to Ferrandi's Tennis Academy for producing top tier talent. Top achievers Jack Thornhill, Ryan Thornhill, Jessica Cock, Cameron Cock are holding top 10 or top 20 South African rankings in their age groups. And definitely keep an eye out for the name Jack Thornhill in the future. He's already building an impressive international ranking competing overseas. Over at school level, Umshlali Prep's tennis is on fire. The Umshlali First girls team won their district tournament at Westridge and advanced to provincials at the end of August, while Umshlali First boys claimed second. With a quick fire roundup on the sports, Ashton under 13 girls hockey were crowned champions at the Nika Kutsia Festival in Bloemfontein out of 32 schools, defeating Oranje Macy's in the final.
Wow.
Huge. Oranje Macy's is no small feat.
Wow.
I mean, that's massive.
Who knew, eh?
And the Ashton under 16A netball placed a strong third in their pool at the netball nationals. And then over in the hockey, Umshlali Prep had a huge showing at the KZN Coastals. A big congratulations to Madison Robert and Sophia Jackson for taking gold with the under 12A girls.
I'll bet you her name is Robert.
Ah.
Robert. He's very French. He's like French. Bird-wise. Robert.
There we
Madison
go.
Madison Robert. But you can call her Robert if you like. She'll come and clout you. Sorry, Madison.
Please leave your hockey stick at home for that one. Silver medals went to Taylor Glossop in the under 12 girls, and Tyler Tennant, the vice captain for the under 12 B boys. Daniela Skuman and Cara Hill grabbed bronze in the under 13 C girls, and Lachlan Hector helped the under 13 A boys secure fantastic fourth place. And checkmate, Umshlali Prep's chess prodigies in the KZN Closed Championships. Shout out to Amber Power for taking second place in the under 12 girls and Matthew Varaya claiming a fourth in the under 12 boys.
Oh, I think it's awesome that chess makes it onto the sports scene.
You know, Dave, it's so important. It's, you know, we need to cover all sorts of elements. Kids need to be excited about what they're passionate about, and we're here to support them.
And chess is a very, very, very good workout mentally.
It's a mind game. It's not for the faint-hearted. I'm definitely not one skilled in that arena, but big props to those like Amber Matthew who are.
Absolutely.
And now moving on to our senior stars on the professional stage. Keep your eyes on the Sunshine Tours Sun Bay Challenge at Wingate Park in Pretoria starting tomorrow. We've got three of Belito's very own professional golfers teeing off against top national competition. Gerard Pepler, Aston Arthur, and Hayden Griffiths. We're backing you all the way, gents. Bring it home.
Yeah.
And that's an extraordinary wrap-up of our first show. It's clear our local schools and clubs are producing some seriously talented kids. So, guys, please keep sending us your school, club, and community sports and culture news. We'd love to keep giving the spotlight to those who deserve it. Until next time, I'm Lindsay from Radio Life and Style. We'll chat soon.
Great first show, Lindsay. I look forward to the next one.
Excellent. Thank you.
You got it on 88 FM, and the show continues.